Welcome, everyone, to this inaugural episode of ACE's Patient Focused Update, the podcast for Americans for Safe Access. I'm Russ Belville, and joining us today for the episode, we have Dr. Jehan Marku. He's the Chief Science Officer for Americans for Safe Access. And Dr. Marku, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here today.
It's great having you on because we've wanted to have Americans for Safe Access be a part of the marijuana agenda to get a broader understanding of what the issues are for medical cannabis patients. We don't want to leave behind the patients as we move into this new era of marijuana legalization. So for people that come to this from the recreational or adult use side, tell them what Americans for Safe Access is all about.
So Americans for Safe Access was founded in 2002 with the mission to ensure safe and legal access to cannabis for therapeutic and research purposes. And we helped pass some of the few distribution laws in the country in the beginning. So in Oakland, California, around 2002, we helped pass those laws that allowed collectives to form. And in going out there and moving this more into the mainstream, we were told we needed standards. We needed a monograph. We needed training and certification for businesses. We needed to start self-regulating our operations because in 2002 there were maybe 11 dispensaries in the entire country, 11 cannabis businesses that were servicing patients in the entire country. And today there are thousands. And it presents a problem for patients because the adult use market doesn't always serve the needs of a patient who might need different products, different information about how to use products, different delivery methods that may not be popular. And so we have continued to represent patients out there. We are the largest grassroots national organization which represents patients' rights for medical cannabis.
That's fantastic. And folks have also picked up on Americans for Safe Access back in the darker days when we were suffering many of these raids from the federal authorities. ASA, I recall, put together fantastic event awareness and protests and court support. So I've been well aware of what Americans for Safe Access has done for the patient community, and it's incredibly valuable. And I'm glad, Dr. Marku, that you bring up that even though we've got this burgeoning adult use market, it doesn't serve the same needs as what patients might require. And that brings us to this great initiative you guys have put forth, this project for what's called patient-focused certification. Can you tell our listeners about that?
That is a very interesting project we've been working on for the last couple of years. And so ASA has worked with big institutions. We've worked with the American Herbal Products Association. We've worked with the American Herbal Pharmacopeia. And we created a set of standards for products and how businesses operate that were rapidly adopted by 20 states as the skeleton of their regulatory framework. And so we created patient-focused certification to certify groups to standards, often standards that go above and beyond what the state requires. Like, not all states require full testing of the material to meet botanical safety requirements before it's distributed. Many states, and so we started certifying businesses as being compliant with standards which would qualify cannabis as a botanical medicine with the help of other institutions. And so patient-focused certification, or PFC, has one arm, which is we can go in and do inspections and assessments of cannabis cultivators, manufacturers, laboratories, and dispensing operations. We also have state contracts to do this. And so not only are we training industry and sending inspectors to assess their operations, we're actually also working with state governments and training their program administrators. Like, I've gone on ride-alongs with Department of Health to go and do joint inspections of cannabis operations. I've written the checklists that assessors or auditors use or inspectors use to go into these operations for state governments. And so we're thinking, you know, much like being prepared for a raid still continues to be an issue, but was a really, really big issue up until about 2010 with the passage of the CJS amendment. You know, being prepared for regulatory inspections is now the new way to be prepared for not getting shut down. Because if they come to your place and they find problems, they find that workers are exposed to dangerous conditions or pathogens, they will heavily fine you and potentially come back with guns and shut down the place. Like we've seen with the raw food thing, you know, they came with thermometers, checked the raw milk, and then came back with guys with guns and confiscated all the products and money for unsafe products. And so, you know, it's a different form of being prepared. And so, you know, we offer these services to the industry to meet this PFC standard. And we're the only group out there that will provide advising, training, and certification where the money goes directly back to the community. You know, the money doesn't go to, you know, we're a nonprofit. And so all the funds go to things like suing the DEA to change incorrect information, to passing the CJS amendment every year to defund the activities in states with cannabis programs. Because not a lot of people know this, is that there's an amendment that has to be passed every year with a fiscal budget. Otherwise, the DEA has the money and authority to go in and do raids again. We've been in kind of a beautiful bubble where we haven't had to worry about that. But it's folks like our activists and our patients who are helping to pass a lot of this legislation, expand access. It was the local DC ASA chapter, which basically, like you said, we did protests, we did lobbying, we spoke with our elected officials, and we got the condition list removed. Like, it's one of the things that ACE has been going into states after they pass laws that aren't really addressing patient needs, as we help expand them and change them for the better. And through PFC, we also offer training now, and we've had some really interesting partners come on board. Right now, for the first time ever, cannabis training is offered through a school of pharmacy online. So you can go to University of Maryland, Center for Innovative Pharmacy Solutions, their school of pharmacy, and take our cannabis training. And what is really remarkable is that even our federal law enforcement, our RAID training, is up there. And so you can go and take our core cannabis requirements, learn about the history of the regulations, learn about the federal conflict, but also you're approached with education in terms of you're going to be like distributing the cannabis to people. It's really a new time where the first time ever we're seeing accredited institutions, we're seeing people who are responsible or accountable for the quality of education and training in the cannabis industry. Because before, it was like everyone was offering training. You can go to any website from a company in California and there's some sort of training you can attend, but there's no real person who's held accountable for the quality or outcomes of that education. And so that's why we've partnered with groups like the University of Maryland, like Harvard University, and other groups to provide patient, doctor, and industry education through a patient-focused approach. And that's why we call it patient-focused certifications, because it's based on voluntary consensus standards developed by stakeholders in the medical cannabis industry and in the hemp industry as well on how best to address people who may be trying to, say, manage their chronic pain, and they need much more precise dosing or precise or alternative administration routes. You know, a lot of people joke about, obviously, inhaling cannabis is very effective. However, some people, that may not be the most effective means for them. There might be more like sublingual or rectal administration is also becoming very popular. And we have to keep our minds open, is because that's not what I would call, you know, those are definitely products that have been around for a while in the scientific literature and shown some benefit. And so I think patients probably need, a wider variety of options and formulations when it comes to accessing their medicine, and perhaps held to a slightly higher standard in terms of microbes. You know, most of us, you know, if we go to the grocery store, we eat an apple without thinking about the fungus that's probably on there. And so in keeping in mind that this is a botanical product, and it's not going to, as an agricultural product, it'll never be 100% free of all bacteria. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, there's good bacteria, there's bad bacteria. And we have to just make sure that these things are within certain limits that maintain their qualifications. And requires, you know, evidence is the big thing now, too. With certification and staying open, in the past, you used to never keep documents. You know, I'm not going to keep a batch record of the cannabis I grew, but that was that was a risky thing to do, sure. is to have, you know, run it like a legitimate business. But now you have to do that. Like, you have to prove batch records. If you say you're producing cannabis and your cannabis is the best and no one produces cannabis like you produce cannabis, you better have some scientifically sound reports that show testing, batch record control, what you applied to the plant, how you cultivated it. Otherwise, if it's not documented, it's not happening. And I think that that's a harsh reality for people. You know, I see, I saw a $280,000 fine from OSHA because a cannabis cultivation site could not produce a standard operating procedure for something they were doing within 4 hours. They just did not have the paperwork. And that's a big, you know, those are the types of things we're trying to avoid is with patient-focused certification is folks now, for instance, hire us also to come and do regulatory inspections for them. Like, hey, we're going to have an inspection next week. Can you send one of your auditors here to walk through our facility and point out things that we might need to approve or be ready to address? And a lot of times, you know, you have to remember that a lot of the successful cannabis businesses that have been around may have never had a regulatory inspection before. You know, in some states, there could be 300-400 cannabis operations and two people at the program tasked with monitoring all of them. Right. And so I think if you've never had a regulatory inspection before, you should think about that. And if you had have one before, you should think about why you had it before. And if you don't know, that's a big issue. You should also be very aware of what challenges you're going to face if they were to say we're coming next week to look at your facility. You know, and that's, for example, we're teaching tonight, and we'll be posting it to YouTube, is a webinar about what to expect when you're being inspected. How do these investigators think? How do they gather their information? How do they chart a map to go into your facility? And understanding that can help you be much more prepared. Just like with a raid, you know, a potentially chaotic and negative situation can go much more smoothly, and have a best possible outcome if you're prepared and trained appropriately.
Well, you can get this training, folks, at Americans for Safe Access. The website is safeaccessnow.org. And for the patient-focused certification, there's a couple of websites here, patientfocusedcertification.org or pfctraining.org. Those take you to the same place, Doctor?
So patient-focused certification is for operations. So if you're a cultivator, laboratory, manufacturer, packaging, labeling, holding, that sort of thing, you go to patientfocusedcertification.org and you can enroll and apply for a non-committal quote for what we can do to for your business to reach a higher standard. And the pfctraining.org goes directly to our training site through the University of Maryland School of Pharmacy. And what's great about that training is it is designed to meet state requirements in every state. Like Ohio and other groups require that training be approved through boards of pharmacies or things like that. And so the pfctraining.org is really a unique tool. And if you're already a PFC client, you get a massive discount. I think it's like 50% off of the price of training. And we're going to have trainings are going to be added to that too, August 15th. And by October 1st, we're going to be adding a ton more training. So, you know, by the end of August, you should be able to go onto that site and actually get trained to be a cannabis inspector or assessor. And so we have the staff trainings up. We have some management trainings you can take on quality control and things like that, integrative pest management, which is a very popular topic, as well as sustainable cultivation. And but the sort of crown jewel of that's going to be is we can train people to be internal and external inspectors. If you want to be someone who makes sure that cannabis is safe for patients, I mean, this is a really amazing educational program that hasn't existed before with the sponsorship of a major university.
That's great. Thank you, Dr. Jehan Marcu. He's the Chief Science Officer for Americans for Safe Access. The website, safeaccessnow.org. Also check out patientfocusedcertification.org and pfctraining.org. Dr. Marcu, thank you for being here for ACE's Patient Focused Update. We appreciate it.
Thank you. And we'll be back next week or the next show with some research highlights and updates about our opioid actions for the summer. We're trying spread some awareness about how cannabis can help with the opiate crisis.
All right. Well, we'll help you spread that news. Thank you so much, and thank you for being here on ACE's Patient Focused Update.